So again, this week in our gospel text from John, we are hearing from this part of Jesus' long, and we might add very wordy and hard to follow, farewell discourse. It's a goodbye speech of sorts to Jesus' disciples. And even though we're still in the Easter season in the church year, this reading that we just heard is actually from right before the Passion story starts. So this is the night of the Last Supper. Judas has already left to find the authorities so that he can hand Jesus over to them. You think there might be a sense of mounting urgency for Jesus here? Because he knows what Judas has gone to do. He knows that it's only a matter of time before the authorities come to arrest him, torture him, and kill him. And what does he do with the little time that he has left? Well, there are some instructions for the disciples. Abide in my love, keep my commandments, he tells them. But then something dramatically different happens. Instead of continuing to instruct the disciples, Jesus begins to pray for them. And actually, he's not just praying for the 12 there sitting in front of him in that room. If you read on into verse 20, he says that his prayer is for all of those who will believe through the witness of the 12. And that means anybody who hears about Jesus and believes, including us. Jesus uses some of his last moments of freedom to pray for us. He says, Holy Father, protect them in your name, that they may be one as we are one, that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. That's what Jesus prays for you and for me in some of his last hours before the crucifixion. And I don't know about you, but to me, that Jesus would pray for me in this time of need for himself, that he would pray for me, that makes me feel pretty good. Thanks be to God that Jesus prays to the Father on our behalf. I also think, though, it's worth noticing what Jesus prays for. His prayer is not that we would never know struggle. His prayer is that the Father would protect us. He does not pray that we would have it easy as we seek to follow him in a life of love, because actually the sacrificial love that he's talking about, it is usually painful, right? Because it hurts to give up our priorities and our comfort for the sake of what God calls us to. But we are not left to face these struggles alone. In addition to the relationship we know we have with God, Jesus prays for strong ties among believers. He prays that we may be one with our brothers and sisters of faith. Jesus would not have us do the work of the kingdom alone as individual silo Christians, but prays that the Father would help us to support one another as one body, the body of Christ. And what about the broken world that we live in, the world that Jesus knows is about to put him to death? Does Jesus pray, does he ask that we be whisked away from the world to safety somewhere? No, in fact. Jesus intentionally sends us into this world as witnesses. He sends us into the dangerous world so that we can minister to it, so that we can tell others about the amazing love and saving grace he has accomplished for all people. But Jesus does pray that while we're here in the world, that we would be sanctified, which means that we would be set apart from the harmful ways of the world and that we would be protected from the evil one. So it seems to be Jesus' intention that we would meaningfully, on purpose, enter into the messy places of the world, doing so as people who are not quite at home here. And I can identify with that, Do you ever have that feeling that the world is not the place that it should be? I think that's what Jesus is getting at when he talks about how we are to be in the world but not of the world. We can't turn our backs on it, but it's never going to be quite comfortable for us either. Jesus knows all of this, but he prays that remaining in the world, we would be sanctified, set apart for God's purpose. I think one thing we can learn here from Jesus points us to how we might pray. Because when Jesus prays, it isn't for comfort or health or the success of some endeavor, all things that I pray for. No, what Jesus asks for us, they all seem to be things that would help us live out our journey to be God's people. They're things that would help us be about God's kingdom priorities of spreading the good news. Not, of course, that we shouldn't ever pray for healing and relief of suffering. I think we should do that. Jesus himself seems to have been quite concerned with those things in his life and ministry. But when it comes to living the life of discipleship, when it comes to being the people that God made us and calls us to be, well, I think we need to pray like Jesus does here. That is, we need to pray that God would set us apart. We need to pray that we would be protected from the temptation of evil. We need to pray that even when our sisters and brothers and Christ drive us crazy, or maybe especially when they do, we need to pray that we would be one. And the good news is this. When you fall short, in Jesus Christ your sins are forgiven. Because Christ is alive, we too will live. But if we want deeper relationships with God in the here and the now, if we are thankful for what God has already done for us in Christ, if we want to follow Jesus as disciples and witnesses, I think we ought to be praying that God would help us with that, right? Because on our own, we know we tend to fall short. So I want to take a few minutes right now and ask you to turn to somebody in front of you or behind you. In other words, what I'm getting at is not somebody you came with today, and I'd like you to pray for them. And I know it's going to make us a little bit uncomfortable to do that, but look, I got the words for you right here. I'm going to give you a prayer, all right? So if you don't know their name, figure out their name, and some of us may have to even move around a little bit, and that will be okay. But I want you to pray for them using the words of this prayer. So, right now, find somebody and pray for them, and in a couple minutes, we're going to come back together. All right, Wilson, you and me.
Precious God, set passion apart from your ministry of good news, that we will be about healing, healing, and love in every aspect of life. Protect him for the sake of this ministry and in your love. Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Gracious God, set Wilson apart for your ministry of good news, that he would be about healing, unity, and love in every aspect of life. Protect him for the sake of this ministry and in your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I think this kind of prayer is one that we need to make a habit of, certainly for the people we care about, but I think we can pray this kind of prayer for ourselves too. And as you continue to pray it, know that you are not raising these prayers alone, because sisters and brothers, Jesus prays for you. Protect them, sanctify them in truth, protect them from evil. That's Jesus' prayer for you. Thanks be to God. Amen.